As far as our group is concerned, I feel very good. The group Hornet actually didn't take official effect until I believe early to mid last year when the name was adopted, although by that time the group had already been together for a little while, just unofficially. Actually, it was before Nate last year, but not much. And since that point, a few people have come and gone. The group, in my opinion, has stayed fresh and professional. We have very good communication within group, and I'm proud to see that make its achievements. Something I've given some thought to lately, maybe, okay, and this is going to get a little personal, I guess. With the excitement, I noted that Jesse had kind of reverted back, as I mentioned earlier. I, too, seem to have had a couple traits surface that I had been trying to keep repressed earlier. I tend to get a little bit sort of arrogant or megalomaniacal, I guess is the word, feeling that our group is better than it really is, although we were really well accepted this year. I realize also that my knowledge of the scene and many of its little facets is not nearly as in-depth as I had thought it was. I'm actually rather embarrassed at my lack of knowledge in some areas. I realize that I've been spending too much time coding Perl scripts and moving and reviewing files and not spending enough time socializing with the scene in one form or another, whereas Jim has Compsys IB and PC demos and GD and Diablo and the rest have IRC. I really have not had much social interaction with the scene aside from email, which in bulk is concerning files that were uploaded incorrectly to our site or dealing with specifics of our site, not general chit-chat mails. So I'm resolved to sort of get back into the feel and the heartbeat of the scene and reorient myself with what's going on. After Necros and Bassheads music seminar, I also am slightly resolved to get back into tracking a bit more. This year it appears as though we're going to pick up two more Hornet members. The first was Melody Jackomanium from Finland originally, a very qualified Unix system administrator, has set up two firewalls all by himself, is fluent in four languages, and yet at the tender age of 20, only one month ago, is very, very proficient in a diverse set of areas, including music, which is what he's best known for in the scene today. For some reason, one reason or another, he took a liking to me, I guess, and we talked quite a bit and smoked together at NAID this year. And afterward, he started hinting around about how we had been using many of his songs in productions, like trying to think Music Contest 3 and the failed Demo News Disc Mag, and almost our demo from last year, entitled Genesis, coded by Tom Verbouillère of Synergy Design from Belgium, but that never got off the ground. So, even though we still have graphics from Stony for that demo, I still have on my hard drive. What was I saying? Who was I just talking about? Melody. Oh man, my memory is starting to go bad now. But Jaco is very, very qualified. In fact, without talking lowly of our group, I almost felt that we were not up to his level. He's been in the scene for a long time, is really well respected, is in five musicians, which, for all practical purposes, is the best music group in the scene today. And I almost felt humbled by him asking if he could join our group. But that, it appears as though he's now in, and that brings our total up to eight. Now, the second member that we're going to be picking up, probably, is Phoenix, of currently, but probably in the future, formerly Cosmic. Phoenix is an extremely dedicated worker at times. whenever he gets his mind on a task, he can really churn some stuff out. I've been very impressed. Assuming that things don't go well with his previous group, I would like to go full speed ahead on creating him an account on FTPC to RomCom and letting him take over pretty much the demo reviewing process. Even if Trickster and I believe that at times his reviews are not quite accurate, it's getting to the point now where, with obligations at the site and demo news and music contest and other areas, I cannot allocate time to get in touch with the scene, as I mentioned earlier. So that would bring our current total up to 9. Kind of the phased out member who felt a little bit weird about it this year was Floss. Floss had been co-organizer of Music Contest 3, had some difficulties with his internet connection afterward, and we had sort of stopped talking. Had been in the Hornet family for some time. In sort of a trimming down motion I was pushing for a little while ago, we trimmed out, I shouldn't say trimmed down, I don't even know how to say this tactfully, reduced our group by one Floss and one Decug, whereas Jason left to continue activities on his own and did not have time to contribute to the demo scene. Floss wanted to continue with the demo scene, but didn't have any other tasks, and I guess Hornet is pretty much a task-oriented group. We're the group that gets things done. So he was kind of phased out and felt a little bit of resentment, I think, about that. But George is a cool guy, and we talked about it, and I think everybody's cool with everything. 9 members in the group is actually more than I'm really comfortable with. I'm hoping that our little in-group mailing list can continue and that our group doesn't grow so big that we start subdividing off where 3 or 4 people start talking to each other a lot and not to other people. That sort of division already exists somewhat with those of us who have accounts on WC Archive and those who don't. It's just a small concern I have, and I don't even know if it's really justified or not at this point. Jim, with his new family situation, a baby on the way, will, as he said earlier, be taking a small break or curbing his demo time. And we're sad to see him not spend quite so much time. But I know that deep down in my heart, he's not going to live up to that, and he's going to continue to abuse his family situation.
First thing you do is empty that goddamn code director.